From RTE Brainstorm, how much does it really cost to build a house in Ireland? By Orla Hegarty from UCD. Housing is a numbers game. The supply of new homes has doubled since 2017, but the underlying challenge is affordability. The median sales price of a new home is now over €400,000 nationally and €500,000 in Dublin. This high-priced housing is beyond the reach of average earners. The need is great, but the market demand is constrained by ability to pay. The government's approach is to fill the affordability gap with subsidies, but this is very costly at scale. State supports now reach up to €150,000 per home. If required for just 10% of the housing programme, it could cost €4.5 billion in subsidies alone, as much as two children's hospitals. So this gap needs close scrutiny. The Society of Chartered Surveyors, SCSI, draws from submissions by developers across a range of projects to produce estimates of costs for building homes. These are not audited projects. Detailed costs are commercially sensitive, but rather a summary estimate. Currently, the SCSI calculate that a new three-bedroomed house costs €397,000 nationally and €461,000 in the Greater Dublin area. The GDA is defined by the SCSI as counties Dublin, Kildare, Meath and Wicklow. On the other hand, the Department of Housing, Local Government and Heritage compile market data from competitive bids to build homes for local authorities. These are lower, with average all-in costs of €318,365 nationally and €392,975 in the GDA. All-in cost reflects a composite figure or unit to include the addition of allowances for site purchase costs, design team fees, utilities, site investigations, surveys, public art, etc. as appropriate. Manifestly, speculative developers and building contractors do not have the same cost base. Design and specification, procurement methods, site conditions and local markets all have an impact. However, these figures are a useful benchmark. Firstly, the hard construction costs from the SCSI are €224,730 nationally and €257,645 GDA, compared to €251,379 nationally and €296,263 GDA for local authorities. However, these local authority costs include normal site works, whereas the SCSI add an extra €55,000 per home for site works and site development, largely closing the gap. However, it is very notable that market prices paid by the local authority increased by 11% nationally and 13% in the GDA in the year to spring 2023, and by a staggering 50% since 2017, in the time that housing supply has doubled. So where does the rest of the money go? Land is a component. The SCSI assumes a site cost of €70,000 ex-VAT per home in the GDA, although actual prices paid for land are difficult to determine, and it may have been bought much cheaper years earlier. NAMA sold sites with a potential for 86,000 homes, many for a fraction of this €70,000 cost, and the majority of these have not yet been developed. So some land cost may in fact be profit, depending on what was paid originally. At its inception, the Land Development Agency, LDA, promised access to 150,000 sites in public ownership, which could considerably reduce the cost of homes. However, this ambition has been scaled back to 10,000 homes in 5 years, and with estimated costs of up to €500,000 per new home. It seems even unlocked state lands may come at full market prices. The SCSI estimate a developer's margin of €53,864 ex VAT, although this will vary, particularly in a time of high inflation and uncertainty. Speculative development, buying land in the hope of timing house sales for maximum profit, is a high-risk, high-reward business, which is very cyclical and vulnerable to external factors, including interest rates, construction inflation, market conditions, and government policy. A high margin may therefore be required by those financing development as their safety net. Next, the SCSI estimates development levies of €18,645 ex VAT, although currently developers benefit from a waiver, so this is not incurred in 2024. Although noted in the SCSI's report, it has not been deducted from their €461,000 sales price. The cost of borrowing money, finance, and marketing are assumed to cost €36,000. A deposit for many first-time buyers. The SCSI estimate interest rates at over 7%, with an assumption of 55% borrowed to buy land and 90% borrowed to build on it. Notably, these costs are expensive because of the business model, not the actual construction of homes. In other sectors, public and private organizations pay building contractors monthly, without the risk or cost of financing construction for long periods. Houses and apartments can also be designed to be built and occupied in small phases, so that finance can roll over, negating the need to finance entire developments in one go. Inflation is a risk and a reality. It is not only a factor of labour and material, but also of markets and sentiment. As noted above, tenders to local authorities have increased significantly in recent years. Prices rise when capacity is constrained, but prices may also rise in the short term when order books are uncertain. According to the latest BNP Paribas survey, activity in residential construction has reduced every month since autumn 2022. Output in residential construction is down, and the volume and value of production in residential construction are lower than at any time since 2018, excluding the pandemic closures. More broadly, capacity in the construction sector has still not recovered to Celtic Tiger levels. Typically, every new home needs two new workers. Yet there are 30% fewer people employed across all sectors of construction now, only 167,400 compared to 242,000 in 2005. The sector is very fractured through subcontracting and sub-subcontracting, which in itself is a barrier to capacity building, recruitment, skills development, and quality control. Undercapacity and contractual complexity can also be inflationary. In 2020, the European Commission questioned whether lack of affordability in Irish housing may be partly explained by an increase in margins, which may indicate insufficient competition. Market expansion is what drives competition, innovation, and keener prices. Yet house building in Ireland has very significant barriers to new entrants, including lack of access to finance and land, exacerbated by land banking by others, and policy that favours complex, large-scale apartment developments. Whether it is wise to rely on a relatively small speculative sector to deliver the majority of new homes has to be questioned. The SCSI confirms that 51% of the sales prices does not go into bricks and mortar, rather it is a factor of the favoured procurement model. Traditionally, contracting builders to build for the state has evened out the peaks and troughs of the private market, ensured competitive prices, prompt delivery, certainty of employment, and retention of skills in a downturn. A leaner process would make rents and mortgages more affordable. Moreover, it could save the state billions of euro in subsidies. Discover more at rte.ie/brainstorm. RTE Brainstorm is produced by RTE in conjunction with UCC, University of Limerick, Maynooth University, DCU, TU Dublin, the Irish Research Council, Science Foundation Ireland and Chagask.